A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "Know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Peter said, "Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for everyone?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent manager whom his master will put in charge of his slaves to give them their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly, I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and if he begins to beat the other slaves, men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. That slave who knew what his master wanted, but did not prepare himself or do what was wanted, will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded." The Gospel of the Lord. I've said before that I think Jesus had a nice sense of humor, or at least here, a nice sense of irony. The first verse of this passage, on the face of it, is all about protecting your property. But when I looked up the Jerusalem Bible, it sent me to the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, where at chapter 5, verse 2, you can read, "You yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." So, lo and behold, the thief is the Lord himself, and the alarm that we should be activating is just our living in such a way that we won't deserve to be cut in pieces. Isn't that terrifying? Cut in pieces. I looked at several earlier versions, and they say that the servant who's not ready, the one who's been beating up the others and indulging himself with food and drink, that this bad servant will be cut off or will be discharged. When I looked at the most recent Italian translation, it gives "punished severely" and adds a note to say that literally the phrase means "cut in two." Ha 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 ha, terrifying. But any way you translate it, the concept is clear. If we don't prepare for the return of Christ, if we don't at least try to live according to his teaching, we won't get off lightly. So you find yourself saying, where's all that mercy that Pope Francis is constantly reminding us of? Are we back with the vengeful God of the Old Testament? Vengeance is mine, I will repay. Well, no, not exactly. Look again. The focus here is on the last few lines. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And if you have been entrusted with much, even more will be asked, more will be expected, more will be demanded of you. And that's fair enough. We live in a peculiarly wasteful society in material terms, at least in most of Europe where I live, in the USA, in Australia, in New Zealand, 30% of all food in the Western world, we're told, is thrown away. And that would be enough to feed the starving, all the starving in poor countries. Look at the way people leave their computers on standby just to save a couple of seconds, literally seconds, when they switch on. That's a waste. It's a waste of electricity. People use their God-given gifts, whatever those may be, intelligence, artistic talent, energy. We use these for all sorts of things that in no way make the world a better place. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Oh yes, me too, me too. But forgive me if I say I'm pretty sure that you could say exactly the same about yourself. We all do wasteful actions some of the time. But we've been entrusted with much, so much will be asked of us. You know, I don't think Jesus is talking just about public responsibility on a large scale. He's not pointing the finger particularly at the Pope or at the presidents and prime ministers around the world. Or rather, he is pointing the finger at them, but not just at them. All of us who call ourselves Christians, have been entrusted with much. We've been entrusted with living in such a way that everyone who meets us will be inspired and will want to be Christians too. So when the day of the Lord comes, please don't let it catch us napping.